From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. The Columbia Economic Development Corporation has established an affordable housing development task force and named Chris Brown the new housing development coordinator. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Murrell appointed a 12-member task force, and the advisory board met for the first time January 25th and spoke about the importance of housing affordability and availability throughout the county. Murrell said Brown has a wealth of knowledge. He said, and I quote, "Before accepting this position, he worked in Sarasota, Florida as a senior planner, a planning technician in the city of Troy, and the director of operations of the Troy Community Land Bank," end quote. Brown said he sees his position as one of direction and support. "I'm driving the bus, but the task force and the advisory board are driving the map on where we want to go. I would love it if we can make the zoning as housing friendly as possible. There's a movement out there called community, not commodity, in the real estate market that says every parcel in your community is on sale to the highest bidder all the time. That's just how real estate works," end quote. Community, not commodity backs land development policies that support community values over developer profits. It intends to build a strong, geographically diverse, multicultural coalition across Hudson to promote the public interest and policies to improve the lives of everyone. The members of the task force agreed to improve existing infrastructure, keep affordable housing in Hudson, develop a tool planning kit for emergency housing, create more home ownership and affordable housing as part of subdivisions. Kate Lisa is reporting for State of Politics. A Schenectady cannabis shop is prepared to become the first legal cannabis store in upstate New York. Don Andrews' upstate CBD store opened on Union Street in 2019 and is now in the process of becoming Upstate Canna Company in the coming weeks to include recreational cannabis customers. Andrews said, and I quote, "I love cannabis because it helped me in many different ways, and I know of a lot of people who it's helped drastically," end quote. Recreational cannabis became legal in New York for people aged 21 and older under the Marijuana Regulation and Tax Act in March 2021. Andrews, 34, a Schenectady native, will sell cannabis flower, edibles, and other products. The State Office of Cannabis Management prioritized its conditional adult-use retail dispensary licenses for people with prior cannabis-related offenses and experience owning and operating a business in the state. Andrews had several prior cannabis convictions in his teens and 20s and received his conditional license in November. He owns two stores in Schenectady County, including Vape City Smoke Shop in Scotia and a CBD location in Glenville. Three dispensaries are on track to open in the coming months in the Capital Region, including two others in Albany. Andrew's store will offer delivery as well as in-person shopping or pickup when it starts recreational cannabis sales. The state's first legal recreational cannabis sales started in New York City just before the new year. And you can read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. News 10 Albany reports that the years-long push for New York to be the second state in the country to lower the legal blood alcohol content from 0.08 to 0.05 continues, but some remain unconvinced the change will happen. Utah is currently the only state with a legal BAC of 0.05. In New York, the proposal has been introduced multiple times during legislative sessions, including last year, but did not make it past committee to the floor calendar. A major advocate of the measure is William Aiken, president of Remove Intoxicated Drivers. Aiken points to the results of an evaluation by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration of Utah's reduced BAC law that went into effect in December 2018. Aiken explained, and I quote, "It was a four-year analysis," end quote. The first time there was a substantial opportunity to conduct a study of the law's impact. Overall, the study found reductions in crashes and no negative impact on alcohol sales. Business owners in New York are concerned about the impact a reduced BAC would have on establishments still trying to recover from the effects of the pandemic. Patrick Noonan, owner of El Loco in Albany, said, and I quote, "Having been through the worst 3 years you could imagine, this would be another gut punch for us," end quote. Sponsors of the bill are planning to hold a press conference next week at the state capitol. And you can read more about this story at news10.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.